part four of The Buzz Bubble with Nick Law, Chief Creative Officer of RGA. Now back to our host, Kevin Kelly, on The Buzz Bubble.
Mobile's been the springboard for apps, of course, and I've heard talk about browsers going away and people having this kind of destination attitude of, I'm going to open up this app and I'm going to experience my content this way through. Now, I'm not going to go browse for it. I'm going to have things like Flipboard on your iPad and an app that just aggregates all the things that I need. You know, I mean, have you heard that idea, and has it affected any?
Yeah, I mean, from a personal point of view, I find myself using mobile to consume and desktop to create. And since there, you know, there are moments when I'll go to the desktop to consume, you know, large format videos or something.
Right.
But that's even that's going to go away. I think that since most people are not, if they are creating, can probably just as well create using the video on their smartphone. You know, those tools are migrating onto the Then I think it's right.
Creation tools move to the iPad.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that I think is great about the iPad too is that it's a tactile environment, and to me, when the iPad came out, all the question marks around it were very simple to answer, and it was sort of this sort of reverse logic of when you use a mouse, does that seem natural? Well, yes, it does now. But look at what a mouse is. It's something sitting on here as you watch this. It's a very mediated experience. As soon as you get rid of that and becomes that, then it becomes a much more natural experience. So the iPad's success, I think, has as much to do with its portability as its sort of natural interface.
Yeah, for me, that's one of the greatest appeals. So much time on the interface all day at work. I'm on a laptop.
And then
I go home and I still have work to do, but it's a change. And I think I used to say 5 years, I think in 2 years you're going to look at there'll be the group of people who still use mice and the group of people who just do this.
Right now when we design sites, then I think we look, our starting point is what would it be like on an iPad? Because what that forces is a sort of radical simplicity and intuitiveness, and then we can reverse engineer it back to a browser environment, you know, with a mouse. To me, it's easier to do that than to start with your classic website structure with global nav, feature space, It's like, no, let's think about this as an application.
Yeah.
And then we'll figure out how to. So, you know, I think it's changed the way we consume media. Yeah.
Are you guys building more mobile browser ready sites and platforms? Or are you building more apps?
We're doing both.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think there's also a workaround where you create a bookmark as an app.
Right.
Yeah. Which is sort of a combination of both. I mean, there are some things. I mean, I was thinking about this the other day. Now that you can get internet access on a plane, there isn't really that moment, except for on the subway in New York, when you need this sort of canned experience.
Right. That's what I was thinking. That's typically the border. Yeah. The line is drawn. Well, can I use it without internet?
Sure.
And it's like, you know,
maybe
without internet. What is that?
Yeah. There's still some moments. But I don't think it matters too much. Sometimes an app feels sort of tighter and more controlled. But we're doing just as much stuff, browser-based stuff for mobile too.
Maybe a little about agency collaboration, because you guys did come from the, you know, this is what RGA does, and you know, so you're working with other agencies of record and things like that. What's that been like over the years? And you know, it was what we described earlier, which was, well, just call them just to get our stuff. Has that become more integrated, or is it still
more sophisticated clients when it comes to setting up a model that is collaborative? The big difference now is that there was a time when an agency could really lead a brand across all the channels that existed, right? And then there was really a divided work into above the line and below the line. And in that sort of structure, then it made sense for a big traditional agency who own the relationship to lead, and that everyone else sort of figures it out. That's not true anymore. Now, there are a few cases where we do own a brand 360, but more and more, I think agencies are finding themselves having to accommodate other agencies in a whole suite of executions. Now, there are a few models that have emerged which reflect the companies that are hiring the agencies. One is, if a company is a really sophisticated marketer and they understand, then they don't really require a lot of collaboration. They just require that all agencies are led by the client, right? So an example might be, was it last year or the year before, when both Wyden and RGA won some Lions at Cannes for some Nike football work. We did a head-to-head application, which was a stats statistical comparison for high school footballers, right? And they could compare their stats with their crosstown rival or with LaDainian Tomlinson when he was at high school.
Right.
Or LaDainian
Tomlinson,
right?
Platform.
So it was something that, from a high school footballer point of view, has been completely addictive. You know, majority of high school footballers use this thing now, and you can understand why. You always want to know how you compare with everyone. As an aspiring college athlete, you want to see how you stack up. So we gave the athlete an experience which they almost had to use because of their circumstances. We recognize their habits, right? On the other hand, Wyden did a wonderful anthemic TV spot called Fate, where Troy Polamalu grows up, LaDainian Tomlinson grows up, and they meet on the field with this tackle. Spine-tingling work, beautiful soundtrack, wonderful anthemic spot. And for TV, it was perfect. It was that moment where you just were inspired. So that was right for TV. What we did was exactly the same idea, head-to-head, but expressed itself in a medium that just behaved differently, had a different relationship to the consumer, and they were both very successful. The interesting thing about that is that Wyden and RGA never met through the whole process. We had no contact with them.
Okay,
we
just that's had kind of my question.
Right, we had a client who knew what they wanted, which was this theme was head-to-head, and they let their agencies do what's best in their medium, right? So that's one model. It's the rarest, though. More likely, companies go, oh, you guys figure it out. That's the worst model.
That's how the department used to work. Like, the digital department used to be like that, too. They'd like, here's all the stuff, you work it out.
But what it's doing is taking responsibility away from someone who should have it. Unless they say, look, RGA, you're leading this, you've got most of the touch points. Bring in this agency here to help you out on a few things, but you guys lead. There needs to be a leader. If there isn't, the big problem with us working with, say, bigger traditional agencies is there's an elephant in the room every time we collaborate. And the elephant is our business is growing and theirs is shrinking. So they need to figure out what we need to do. We're sort of figuring out what they do, but it's optional for us. We're going to succeed as a business regardless. They at least feel that unless they figure out what we do, they will not succeed as a business. So the elephant in the room is that they're always going to be trying to get this sort of digital land grab. And that really doesn't help with collaboration.
Right.
Then it becomes this sort of this moment of theater between two agencies, with one trying to convince the client that they can do everything and the other sort of. So
yeah,
that's the issue there. Now, having said that, we've had some successful collaborations with more traditional agencies. There have been some that understand that, you know, the client succeeding is going to mean that we all do well.
Right.
That's more and more than in the past, and still sometimes now, there's still that.
Yeah.
Left to our own devices.
Most brands have multiple agencies. Right? I mean, pretty much. I mean, there's not so many that.
Yeah, and most brands keep them siloed, right? It goes back to what Perry
right.
was telling you.
Right.
That they have very. You know,
you get this stuff, and you get this stuff, and don't call each other even to find out.
That's right. Yeah.
That's it for part four with Nick Law. Take a look at what's coming up on part five.
Kind of altruistic giving back. Is it just, hey, this would be cool to see what else it's doing? Or a little bit of both?
No, I like you.
It must be fun.
Yeah, I like you. I'm not sure if any of us need to give back to advertising. I think advertising takes enough from all of us.
Yeah.
You know, and I also don't think that if the most talented people don't go into advertising in this generation, it's because advertising's got nothing to offer. So let's not kid ourselves. Let's just try to keep relevant and do good work.
Next week on The Buzz Bubble.